Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. We have another county fair in the history books. I'd like to thank all the folks that came out for the program on Sunday evening. It was great to be part of a wonderful show with Don Shada and the Custer Community Chorus. Thanks to everyone for being part of a memorable night. I also enjoyed emceeing the Sand Hill Squirt Out Celebrity Cow Milking Contest on Monday night and meeting quite a few new folks in the area. My son Wyatt won the Ugliest Get Off Award at the Custer County Bull Riding Classic, hanging on the side just a little too long and giving the bull a nice opportunity to wrap him around the end of the chute gate and then stomp him. Wyatt got a nice sized dent in his helmet and a nice sized bruise on his groin. Things didn't slow down here much after fair. I jumped right into an AI project on the heifers, and Beth and Hannah headed to Oklahoma City to a Women of Faith conference with the young women from our church youth group. We've been blessed with some rains this week, so the pop-up camper got to stay at fair an extra day to get a chance to dry out. With a few wind-up fair tasks still ahead of me, it seems like a good time to revisit a poem that I call It's Only Fair. Halters in the showbox, showbox in the shed. When everything is put away, we'll put this fair to bed. The reasons why we do it are not always understood. And when fair week comes to a close, it feels mighty good. The kids all had a great time, so did Beth and I. 27 trips to town put a sparkle in OPEC's eye. My crew is plumb wore out. Guess I'll let them sleep till noon. This is one daughter's last fair, and the other starts real soon. Then her little brother will get to take a turn. Seems we're gluttons for punishment. Will we ever learn? 4-H for another 15 years. This is gonna be a wreck. By the time this deal is over, I can draw an SS check. And someone pointed out this week, to keep me on the run, I could have grandkids involved before Brood 1 is done. My first reaction was to panic. They really made me twitch. I could have put a show blower to my temple and gladly flipped the switch. On further consideration, I no longer do regret. My grandkids will show livestock. Go ahead and place your bet. The more animals, the better. They can be small or big. If I lose all my marbles, they can show a sheep or pig. I'll teach them how to ride. Beth can show them how to sew. We'll fill their heads with knowledge and we'll keep them on the go. The only thing that will be different than it was the round before, when my grandkids show their livestock, my kids will learn to chore. Thanks for riding along this morning on Homegrown. I hope to visit with some of you Homegrown listeners at the activities in Curtis next weekend. They will be celebrating 100 years of the Ag School in Curtis. I will be entertaining on Friday evening along with the Chuck Wagon Supper and will also be part of the alumni banquet on Saturday night. Hoping the Lord blesses you real good today and that our happy trails cross again soon. I'm R.P. Smith.